time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Where you get three annual prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Ventrac Furniture. Today's WFIW, WOKZ Local Area Weather Forecast is showing a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with some storms producing heavy rainfall. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high near 85. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news. The Fairfield City Council met in regular session last night with all aldermen present. The annual appropriations ordinance was unanimously approved after a public hearing prior to the council meeting. The appropriation stands at $28,720,000. This does not include any grants that may be accessed and is not considered a budget. The appropriation process only places dollars in each department for possible spending during the year and doesn't mean they will spend all the dollars appropriated. Water and sewer rates will be going up slightly after the council unanimously passed an increase in the water and sewer rates. Alderman Tyler Lampley stated that the city's water and sewer utilities lost $330,000 last year, and he indicated that the sewer plant is requiring some significant maintenance involving some very expensive items. He also indicated the cost of chemicals had risen 100% over 2 years, along with other maintenance items, filling the inflation pinch as well. Water rates will increase 25 cents annually over the next 5 years. This is per 1,000 gallons. Also, water meter rates will raise $1 annually for 5 years. Sewer rates will increase 50 cents the first year and 25 cents each year for the 5 years. This is also per 1,000 gallons. Gas and electric rates will not be increased. Both the mayor and Lampley indicated that they hated to increase any cost to Fairfield residents given the current economic climate, but some of the increased operational costs have to be passed on. A memo of understanding was approved with the IBEW regarding residency requirements. The city recently negotiated residency for the FOP to 45 minutes from Fairfield. The memo of understanding extends the same 45-minute residency to other city workers as well. Alderman Dewey Eckleberry voted no on the memo. The old electric power plant was sold to Shannon Withrow, who had the only bid. The sale included the building, tanks, and fuel contained in the tanks. Withrow's winning bid was $38,000. A $15,000 revolving loan was approved for Mindy's Sew Shop in downtown Fairfield. The loan will be used to purchase specialized equipment and will result in the addition of an employee. The council approved the $2,500 annual dues from the Greater Wabash Planning Commission for grant writing services, and 3 street closing requests were granted. The Fairfield Fall Fun Fest, First Baptist Church VBS, and a car show on Industrial Drive. The expenditure of $3,100 from the Recreation Fund was approved. The funds will be used to order solar eclipse glasses for the upcoming eclipse event. It was noted that the glasses are going to be in short supply, so an early order should ensure availability. Sponsorships will offset much of the cost for the eclipse celebration, which, as one alderman indicated, was going to be a big deal. Interim Mayor Gary Moore announced the next City of Fairfield Town Hall will be held on August the 16th at 6 p.m. at the City Hall. More news right after this break.
Hi, I'm Abby Monson, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Our firm provides for the needs of individual investors in our communities, and I'm pleased to announce that I'm now serving Fairfield investors from a new convenient location at 1411 West Main. We can help you prepare for retirement, plan for education expenses, and work toward your financial goals. Talk to us at 618-842-4696 or visit everjones.com to learn more. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And now the rest of the news. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office is seeking sealed bids for a used 2013 Dodge Ram 4x4 truck, a used 2012 Dodge 3500 pickup, and a used 1997 Mercedes-Benz SL convertible. Proposal forms are available at the Sheriff's Office, and the vehicles may be viewed and inspected at the Sheriff's Office. Proposals are to be placed in a sealed envelope marked Vehicle 1, Vehicle 2, or Vehicle 3, and submitted no later than noon on August the 9th to the sheriff's office. At this time, all bids will be open and read aloud publicly. If you wish to bid on multiple vehicles, a separate bid sheet will need to be filled out and submitted for each vehicle. Equipment is to be sold as is and where is. Successful bidders shall furnish a bank draft or cashier's check in the full amount of the bid upon taking possession of the equipment, no later than August 16th. The county reserves the right to reject any and all bids and to select an award to the bidder whose bid is felt in the best interest of the county. Wayne County Sheriffs arrested 40-year-old Eli J. Taylor on Tuesday, stemming from a warrant for failure to appear on charges of driving while license suspended or revoked. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $595 bond. A court date has been set in this case for September 15th of 2022 at 1 p.m. in Wayne County Court. Recently, the Clover Buds, a 4-H youth group, donated blankets to the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Emergency Department. 4-H Clover Bud membership is reserved for kids who are 5 to 7 years old. The focus of Clover Buds is to introduce kids to all that 4-H has to offer. 4-H Clover Bud programs are developmentally appropriate, activity-focused, and build on cooperative learning. Several Wayne County 4-H clubs have Clover Buds, made up of siblings and friends that are just not old enough to be in the 4-H club yet. Each Clover Bud group has a group project for presenting at the Fair on General Project Day. The blankets that were donated to the pediatric patients at FMH was the Clover Bud group project this year. We started the blankets at one of our earlier meetings and have worked on them at our monthly meetings. After finishing the half a dozen we have, the group voted on where they wanted to donate them. It was unanimous that they be given to the kids in the hospital. Who doesn't feel better with a blanket, right? And they wanted them to be colorful to maybe make their visit or stay a little brighter. As their leader, along with the families, we wanted the boys and girls to have an opportunity to see and feel what it was like to do something for others and then make a commitment to the hospital to continue to supply the lap blankets as much as possible, commented Gail McGee, Cloverbud group leader. The Edwards County 4-H Goat Show was held on Tuesday afternoon. In the dairy goat division, Cameron Trowbridge showed the grand champion dairy female. She received a banner donated by the Edwards County Ag in the classroom. Adeline Potter showed the reserve grand champion dairy female. In meat goat division, J.W. Sims Reisner showed the grand champion female and the reserve grand champion meat female. J.W. received the banner donated by JTK Services Incorporated. The grand champion meat goat was shown by Cameron Trowbridge, who received a banner donated by Seidenstricker Nobe Partners. The reserve grand champion market goat was shown by Chloe Isles. In the showmanship division, the senior showmanship trophy, donated by Terry Hughes and Ashley Craig, was awarded to Lainey Stevens. Parker Biggs won the junior showmanship trophy, donated by Meredith Ingram Funeral Home. In the novice class, Bristol Duncan won the belt buckle, donated by the City of Albion. Also held on Tuesday was the Edwards County 4-H Swine Show. Grand champion swine female went to Tori Thompson. Stumpy Hill Farm donated the banner. Zoe Ankenbrand had the reserve champion swine female. Riley Moore showed the grand champion crossbred gilt. Citizens National Bank of Albion donated the grand champion banner. The reserve grand champion for crossbred gilts was shown by Tori Thompson. In the crossbred gilt division, the following exhibitors showed the champion and reserve by weight classes. Tori Thompson, champion heavyweight and reserve champion heavyweight. Riley Moore, champion middleweight and reserve champion middleweight. Kaylee Sanford, champion lightweight, and Justin Bunting, reserve lightweight. In the market barrow division, the following exhibitors showed the champion and reserve by weight classes. Kendall Loudermilk, champion heavyweight, and Schuyler Greathouse, reserve champion heavyweight. Allison Williams, champion middleweight, Riley Delancey, reserve champion middleweight. Riley Moore, champion middleweight. Tori Thompson, reserve champion middleweight. Zoe Ankenbrand, champion lightweight. And Tori Thompson, reserve lightweight. The Grand Champion Market Barrel banner, donated by Edwards County Farm Bureau Foundation, was presented to Riley Moore. The Reserve Grand Champion Barrel went to Ellie Williams. In the Showmanship Division, Tori Thompson earned the Senior Showmanship Trophy, donated by Thompson Family, in memory of Ed Thompson. Addison Anderson won the Junior Showmanship Trophy, donated by Edward Jones Investment, Brian T. Muse, Investment Representative. And Riley Moore won the Novice Belt Buckle, donated by Sheila Schnepper, Edwards County Supervisor of Assessments. There were 5.6 days suitable for field work during the week ending on July 24th. Statewide, the average temperature was 78.8 degrees, 2.3 degrees above normal. Precip averaged 94/100 inches, 9/100 of an inch below normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 16% very short, 19% short, 60% adequate, and 5% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated 17% very short, 15% short, 64% adequate, and 4% surplus. Corn silking reached 81% compared to the 5-year average of 80%. Corn dough reached 17% compared to the 5-year average of 19%. Corn condition was rated 3% very poor, 9% poor, 17% fair, 53% good, and 18% excellent. Soybeans blooming reached 55% compared to the 5-year average of 69%, with soybean setting pods reaching 20% compared to the 5-year average of 36%. Soybean condition was rated at 3% very poor, 6% poor, 30% fair, 46% good, and 15% excellent. Flooding in the Metro East was so intense that multiple neighborhoods in St. Clair County had to be temporarily evacuated, but some areas saw even more damage. There were unconfirmed reports on Tuesday morning that a levee outside of Caseyville may have breached, but according to St. Clair County Emergency Manager Herb Simmons, it's common for water to wash over the top of that levee when there is this much rain. A secondary dam on the Nashville, Illinois Reservoir failed, flooding low-lying portions of that community and closing parts of Illinois Route 15. We received just under 2 inches of rain locally here at the studio. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 24.77 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Spillett Fork at Wayne City has a rating of 9.6 feet below its 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 19.18 feet above its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bunko Creek at Browns reads 11.04 feet, the Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmine 19.59 feet, and the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sets at 14.22 feet. Today's crude oil price is $87.98, down $1.72 from yesterday. The September crude oil price is $95.91, down $2.49 from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are...
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatment, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries, like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
It is currently 79 degrees in Fairfield. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 31,830, up 68 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,854, up 292 points. The current price of crude oil is at $87.98 per barrel, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Eli Grimes.
Loveland Area Deaths, brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Parsenia Kathleen Nelson, 99 of Browns, died on Monday, July 18th. Graveside services will be held at Antioch Cemetery in Kelling today at 10 a.m. with casual dress. Robert Bob C. Goodson, 68 of Fairfield, died on Saturday, July 23rd. A graveside memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. today in the IOOF Cemetery in North City. Evelyn Marie Flexter, 61 of Clay City, died Friday, July 22nd. Visitation will be held from noon until 2 on Thursday, July 28th at Hoffleton Meredith Funeral Home. Funeral services will be at 2 with burial to follow in Gideon Cemetery. Serenity Avalon Woolard, age 8 of Louisville, died Friday, July 22nd. A funeral ceremony will be held at noon on Saturday, July 30th at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until noon on Saturday at the funeral home. Suzanne Bullard Brown, 68 of Carmi, died on Sunday, July 24th. Funeral services will be held at noon on Thursday, July 28th at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will follow in Centerville Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Thomas Tom Estes Golson, 79 of Harrisburg, formerly of Broughton, died Wednesday, July 20th. There will be no formal services. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW, WOKC local area weather forecast is calling for a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with some storms producing heavy rainfall. Today's high will be 85. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you suffering from hormone imbalance symptoms like fatigue, night sweats, hot flashes, decreased sex drive, and weight gain? Asbury & Associates now offers BioT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Nurse practitioner Melissa Crossman is a BioT certified provider. Melissa will review your lab results and develop a personalized care plan. Here's Melissa to tell you how the procedure works.
BioT is patient-specific toluene, which contains testosterone or estrogen, and they're placed under the skin and release a continuous stream of hormones. These pellets dissolve and are absorbed into the body. About 6 weeks after women's first pellet, we check hormones by drawing some labs. And once we find the best dose, labs are checked yearly. Women typically require pellets every 3 months to maintain optimal results.
BioT is a simple in-office procedure. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment.
620-244-4800. Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on who you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates from Brooklyn, Illinois.
Time now to take a look at your WFIW WOKC radio sportscast. The Fairfield Mules have released their schedule for the 2022 fall seasons. Varsity football opens up their season on August 26th at home, taking on El Dorado. Meanwhile, junior varsity plays at El Dorado on August 29th, and the freshman team plays Cesar Valier Waltonville on September 1st at the Train Yard. Cross country opens their season hosting the Tom Wickan Invitational a month from today. The golf team travels to Mount Carmel for a battle with the Aces on August 11th. That will be a boys and girls event. The Lady Mule tennis team will travel to Centralia on August 23rd, and on August 27th, the Lady Mules volleyball team will host a kickoff tourney. For a check of the dates, you can visit our website at WFIWradio.com under the Sports tab. A seven-time NFL Pro Bowler is finding a new home. ESPN reports veteran receiver Julio Jones is signing a one-year contract with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The 33-year-old Jones spent last season with Tennessee after 10 years in Atlanta. Jones' 13,000-plus career receiving yards leads all active players. Training camps across the NFL officially got underway on Tuesday. The first day back at school saw new faces in new places as well as new looks to impress for the upcoming year. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers showed up to camp wearing a white tank top, jeans, and boots in an image that lit up social media. Cardinals coaches and players were questioned repeatedly over the film study habits of Kyler Murray. Tight end Zach Ertz defended his quarterback, saying Murray helped him learn the playbook when he arrived in Arizona. Lions legend and Hall of Famer Calvin Johnson is open to mentoring rookie Jameson Williams. The Hall of Famer told ESPN that he would be willing to help the number 12 overall pick from this year's draft with learning the curve of the NFL. Johnson was drafted second overall by the Lions in 2007 and had an impressive career before he retired in 2015. The legendary receiver holds the franchise record for receiving yards and touchdowns. In MLB action last night, the Blue Jays over the Cardinals 10-3, Orioles 5, Rays 3, Guardians 8, Red Sox 3, the Angels shut out the Royals 6-0, Athletics over the Astros 5-3, Mariners 5, Rangers 4, Cubs 4, Pirates 2, Marlins squeaked by the Reds 2-1, the Braves double up the Phillies 6-3, the Diamondbacks over the Giants 7-3, the Nationals 8, Dodgers 3, the Padres over the Tigers in 10 innings 6-4, Mets over the Yankees 6-3, Brewers 7, Twins 6, and the White Sox over the Rockies 2-1. Here's the schedule for today. In MLB action, it'll be the Cardinals at the Blue Jays. You can listen to that one on our sister station, WOKC 105.9 FM Real Country. John Rooney and the gang take the air at 5:10 later tonight. In other action, it'll be the Angels at the Royals, Astros at the Athletics, Rangers at the Mariners, Tampa Bay Rays at the Orioles, Guardians at the Red Sox, Braves at the Phillies, Nationals at the Dodgers, Giants at the Diamondbacks, Marlins at the Reds, Padres at the Tigers, Twins at the Brewers, White Sox at the Rockies, and it'll be continuation of the Subway Series. The Yankees take on the Mets. That is a Wednesday Check Out Sports. I'm Drew Pounton, and here's your classic hit, WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, partly sunny with a high near 85. Overnight tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 71. Thursday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 83. And Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 66.